This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has declined to call the U.S. Senate back to Washington for a session on gun control legislation after two mass shootings last weekend, resulting in the deaths of 31 people. More than 200 U.S. mayors demanded Thursday that the Senate return from its summer recess to approve that legislation. The U.S. Conference of Mayors, representing 214 cities, with both Republican and Democratic leaders, told Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer that it was urgent for the Senate to approve the measures already passed by the House of Representatives in February. That legislation calls for background checks for all purchasers and would extend the waiting period for gun transactions from 3 to 10 days when instant checks raise questions about would-be buyers. Meanwhile, shoppers at a Walmart in Missouri got a scare. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Just 5 days after a mass shooting at an El Paso, Texas Walmart left 22 people dead, panicked shoppers ran for cover at a Walmart in Springfield, Missouri Thursday afternoon when an armed man wearing body armor entered the store. Springfield Police Lieutenant Mike Lucas told the Springfield News Leader an off-duty firefighter held the suspect, a 20-year-old man, at gunpoint until police arrived. Lucas said the suspect was carrying a tactical rifle and another gun and had more than 100 rounds of ammunition. The incident was resolved with no shots being fired. I'm Mike Grossian.
Dozens of immigrant workers were released a day after federal agents arrested 680 undocumented migrants in raids on food processing plants in the state of Mississippi Wednesday. It is the largest such operation in the United States in 10 years. During a Thursday news conference, several officials, including U.S. immigration officials, said that more than 300 people had been released by Thursday morning on humanitarian grounds, including pregnant women and juveniles. This is VOA News. The recent deadly mass shootings in the U.S. have prompted other countries to issue travel warnings. More from AP's Ed Donahue.
The warnings come from Venezuela, Uruguay, and Japan. President Trump has placed sanctions on Venezuela.
The socialist dictatorship of Nicolas Maduro has inflicted terrible misery and suffering.
Maduro did not mention President Trump, but he said speeches from Washington are impregnated with racial discrimination and hatred against immigrants. Uruguay's foreign minister recommends avoiding large gatherings in the U.S. Japan's government called the U.S. a gun society and said to pay attention to the potential for gunfire everywhere. Amnesty International also warned a guarantee of not being shot is impossible. I'm Ed Donahue.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on India and Pakistan to refrain from taking any steps that would affect the status of Kashmir. Stefan Dujarric is the Secretary General's spokesman.
The Secretary General also recalls the 1972 agreement on bilateral relations between India and Pakistan, also known as the Simla Agreement, which states that the final status of Jammu and Kashmir is to be settled by peaceful means in accordance with the Charter of the United Nations.
In an address made on television and radio Thursday, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi promised Kashmiris the beginning of a new era as a result of his government's decision to scrap the region's special status and bring it under New Delhi's control. At the State Department, spokeswoman Morgan Ortega said the United States is urging restraint on both sides. Changes are coming at the top of the Office of National Intelligence. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump names Joseph McGuire, the nation's top counterterrorism official, as acting National Intelligence Director, part of a leadership shakeup at the agency that oversees 17 U.S. spy agencies. McGuire, who takes over for Dan Coats, now has to find a replacement for the agency's second-in-command, Sue Gordon, who will take her more than 30 years in intelligence service out the door the same day Coats is leaving, the 15th of this month. House Intelligence Committee Chairman California Democrat Adam Schiff says their departures are a devastating loss to the intelligence community. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The killing of a transgender woman in Ecuador has ignited fears of a rise in anti-LGBT violence following recent gains in the South American country. Family members found the body of a 40-year-old trans woman known as Legata Wednesday in the province of Santo Domingo, the eighth case of murder or violent or unclassified death of a trans woman this year in Ecuador. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Get broadcast. It's today's exclusive hit.